This week in our practice, we are on week 17. And so the parts that we were delving into and investigating last week, which were large intestines, small intestines, stomach, feces, brain, we are going to go in the backward formation this week. So we'll begin by saying and chanting backwards five times aloud and then five times to ourselves. Brain, feces, stomach, small intestines, large intestines. 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 And then silently to yourself, chanting these parts. And so in this practice of the 32, as we were doing earlier, chanting this verbal recitation, and now we chanted these parts backwards. This is the mental recitation. And then this evening, I'll go again regarding the various, we'll say, characteristics of these parts, the color, the shape, the direction, the location, the delimitation where it's bordered by, because the Buddha called this is a sevenfold skill in learning and really investigating, really practicing with parts. So the first one again was brain for this evening. And brain is, the color is white and gray. It's like a small, very soft blue melon. Its direction is above the waist, located in the cranium. It's bordered by the skull. The brain's definition is it is the center of the nervous system. The brain is more complex than the most powerful computer and has over 100 billion nerve cells. The brain weighs 3 pounds with the consistency of like soft tofu. Most neurons in the brain are firing 5 to 50 times a second. The brain is 2% of body weight, yet uses 20 to 25% of the body's metabolic supplies. Even in deep sleep or coma, the brain is busy. Like a refrigerator, it's always on. The function of the brain is, it's composed of neurons consisting of gray and white matter. It is the command center, sending impulses up to 170 miles per hour down the spinal column, and has nerve endings throughout the body. Studies have shown that the ways we intentionally shape our internal focus of attention in mindfulness practice induces a state of brain activation during the practice. And with repetition, when we repeat things, an intentionally created state can become an enduring trait of the individual, as reflected in long-term changes in brain function and structure. This whole thing I just described, this fundamental property of neuroplasticity, it's how the brain changes in response to experience. So being with the brain, at the topest level of this body, feeling, sensing into this white and gray matter, and being with whatever evokes sensations of the body, memories, thoughts, visuals, emotions, stories, they're all welcome here. Meeting it all with curiosity and kindness. The brain. And then shifting our attention, what seemingly could be a long jump, but to the next part, which is feces. The color of feces is, the normal color of feces is a brown. However, when we're ill, when we're sick, it can vary to yellow, green, black. It can be hard, soft, tarry, or even liquid. Its brown coloration comes from a combination of bile and bilirubin that comes from the dead red blood cells. The shape of feces, it's like small tubes of mud. Its direction is below the waist. Its location is that it's solid matter excreted through the rectum and the anus. And it's bordered by the large colon and the anus. The definition of feces is it comes from the Latin meaning dregs. Feces are solid particle combinations of food residue and bacteria and mucus. Human fecal matter varies significantly in appearance. It depends on diet and health. And normally it is semi-solid with a mucus coating. Average weight of healthy adult feces is about 100 to 200 grams daily. 65% of that is water, 35% is dry matter. Feces often contains 50% energy of the original food. This means that of all the food eaten, a significant amount goes back to feed our ecosystem. Many organisms in this world feed on feces. Of course, there's many terms for feces: crap, poop, turd. There's all kinds of different words, how we communicate, how we label it, how we name it. There's studies, science, they call it scatology. And why that's important is because the studying of feces can really tell where a person lived, what they visited, what kind of diet they had, what the health of the person is. We can detect ulcers and cancers and parasites as well as any infections. And of course, as we know, the stools are often used to diagnose not just bowel dysfunction, but vital information from various like crime scenes for DNA. The function is that it's solid matter excreted through the anus. So feces, just settling in, noticing what arises as we bring our awareness to this body part, really sensing into this part. What arises? What is it? Is it stories? Is there unpleasant? Is there pleasant? Is it like, meh? Just another part, without judgment, just with curiosity, being with feces. And then shifting our attention to stomach. The color of the stomach is clear with whatever the color of the food contents that are within the stomach. It's shaped like a J-shaped pouch. Its direction is above the waist. Location, the stomach is located in the upper left of the abdomen between the esophagus and the small intestine sitting just below the diaphragm. So taking a pause maybe and just sensing into that area, the upper left of the abdomen between the esophagus and the small intestine sitting just below the diaphragm. Borders the digestive elimination organs and the back. The definition of stomach is it is a muscular organ that is a sac-like pouch where food is deposited via the esophagus. In humans, the stomach has a relaxed, near empty volume that expands to hold about 1 liter of food, but will hold as much as 1.5 liters. The function of a stomach is once the food is in the stomach, the gastric juices break it down for about 3 to 4 hours and are turned into a cream-like liquid called, I think it's pronounced chyme, which is later moved into the small intestine. The stomach has to produce a new layer of mucus every 2 weeks, otherwise it will digest itself. So being curious and open to this part, this what we call the stomach. Meeting whatever is arising, what is evoked. Again, with curiosity, with kindness. Just this part, stomach. And then shifting from this upper left area of the abdomen to now the small intestine. So the color is white. The shape is like a very long coiled snake or garden snake. Its direction is above and below the waist, located in the abdomen. It's bordered by the large intestine, the abdomen, and the back. Its definition is a 33-foot-long canal from the duodenum to the large intestine. Its function is to aids in breakdown and digestion of solid and liquid foods, allowing nutrients to pass into the bloodstream. So this small intestine that is 33 feet long, somewhere in the area of what we would call the belly area. The area of the abdomen, bringing our awareness there, sensing into this canal, this body part that does so much in the digestion of solid and liquid foods, supporting us with nutrients. What evokes as we bring our awareness to this part? The sensations, the stories. Maybe there's emotions, feeling, tones, unpleasant, pleasant, neutral. Perceptions, all of what arises, meeting it with curiosity, kindness. And then bringing our attention to the large intestine. The color is white, shaped like an upside down U shape, like a thick snake. Its direction is above and below the waist, located in the abdomen as well. Borders the small intestine, the abdomen, and the back. The definition of the large intestine is this is a 5 foot long canal from the end of the small intestine to the anus. It is the last part of the digestive system, There are three parts: transverse, ascending, and descending colon. The function of the large intestine is that it takes 32 hours to finish up the remaining processes of the digestive system. The large intestine absorbs vitamins that are created by the bacteria inhabiting the colon. It also absorbs water and it compacts the feces. It stores the fecal matter in the rectum until it eliminates it through the anus. Thus, it is responsible for passing along the solid waste that 50% of energy from the food we were taking in. This whole system, but this is what this part is responsible for. So settling in and sensing into this upside down U-shaped part in the abdomen, the large intestine. Seeing what arises. Meeting it with kindness, appreciation, and curiosity. What is this part? What is evoked when we rest our attention on this part? Being here with the large intestine. And these are the parts for this week again, but in this backward formation, being with each part, bringing our awareness, being with whatever evokes. Sometimes when we're with these parts, there will be moments of sensations of joy or what we may say, ease. It's easy to care about them, to care about whatever arises. And sometimes it's maybe more challenging, or it may feel tighter, may feel unpleasant. This is the practice, just to know, to befriend what is here in this body, this storehouse. So breathing in and breathing out with some appreciation for the effort and the practice this evening, the practice of setting the intention to, hey, what is this that is so rich in so many sensations, and yet it's just this 32-foot-long part. It's just energy that's going back to the ecosystem, and yet it's so personal with all the emotions and stories, and it's also impersonal, just all that makes up this part, this wonderful system that continues to work, that continues to have us move through this life until it no longer does. So with this appreciation and this kindness and friendliness, allowing that to radiate throughout the body, throughout these parts, sensing into this metta, breathing in and breathing out. And kindness to your parts, to your body, to your experience, and then to all in this room, the Sangha, the community, the bodies in this room, and all the parts. Just as I suffer at times, just as I have joy at times and ease, so do all the bodies here. So extending this metta to everyone here, that they may be at ease and happy. And beyond here to all beings in all directions, north, east, south, west, up, down, beings that fly, beings that crawl, beings that are being born, those that are dying, human, non-human. Understanding that all of us have parts. All of us are experiencing this thing we call life. Extending this kindness to all beings, that all beings may be free from suffering. May all beings be happy in this moment, content, at ease. And may all beings be at peace.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.